You are listening to Rediscover Your Brand Podcast, brought to you by Art Version Interactive Agency.
Welcome to the Rediscover Your Brand Podcast. I'm your host, Mike McCormick, and today we are going to discuss responsive web design. We will cover what responsive web design is, how it works, how you can benefit from it, as well as compare responsive web design to other mobile design platforms. To start, we all want to know what responsive web design is. Well, the actions are in the title. Responsive web design is a process of designing one website that adjusts to the screen it is being displayed on. Basically, if you're viewing a website on your desktop and you decide that you're going to go out and you want to view that same site on your cell phone or your tablet, when you open the site on your cell phone and tablet, it will adjust so you can view that same site you are viewing on your desktop perfectly without any differences, and all the same content will be there. We all wonder how new technologies work sometimes, and I am here today to tell you how responsive web design works. Well, responsive web design is based on a flexible grid pattern, and with the use of HTML5, CSS, and media queries, it creates an easy, friendly way for websites to have viewable content across all different platforms without any hassle and without the need of having to pinch to zoom or extensive scrolling to look at content. Responsive web design is making your website more comfortable for the end user without having them do any of the work. We all like to benefit from new technologies. We all want to know, how is it going to work for us? What do we get out of it by using it? Well, responsive web design has many benefits in the long term and in the short term that will really help you out as you move along with your new website or your website that you have in general. Responsive web design's first benefit is that it will eliminate the time and cost of building a separate mobile website. With responsive web design, you only build one site because it has the flexible grid pattern, like I told you before, that will adjust to any screen size that it is displayed on. So you don't have to sit there and have one website or another one for a mobile. You just have one solid website. So that's a great benefit, and it does save money and it does save time for all of us when creating it. The second one is that you won't lose any content when you're building your responsive web design from one platform and another. You're gonna have all the same content on your desktop as you will on your smartphone or as you will on your tablet, or when you display it on a TV screen, all the same content will be there and it won't change. Responsive web design will adjust the size of your copy text and of your images so that they all fit in perfectly when viewing it on different platforms. Unlike other mobile websites where when you create them, you really have to pick and choose what content you want because they're all going to fit differently when you're making it and you can only have them so big. So you pretty much, you can have all the content you want, it's going to adjust it, and you only have one site. Those are huge benefits to really have. There are so many more benefits that responsive web design offers too. You just really need to go out and explore them when you create your new site. So it's a great possibility, and it is going to give you a ton of benefits in the end. In the United States, 28% of our population is using mobile devices as their primary access to the web. And that number keeps growing each and every day, and it's become really important. I know many of you listening, probably the first thing you do when you want to look something up is you grab your phone or you grab your tablet. You don't fire up your computer because of how long it takes when you can have that 5 seconds on your phone and boom, it's there, which is awesome. And with the more people using web-capable devices comes an array of all brand new devices that are web-capable that are different than just our phone and our tablet. Let alone, you know, individuals now have access to the web through ebook readers, through their TV, their smart TV, even their refrigerators. Smart refrigerators are new and they're coming out and you can have access to them. And even the newest thing is you can have access to the web through your car's dashboard while you're driving. So you, when you need to look something up, when you need to find a restaurant that's good, or you want to look at reviews on that, or you know, you saw something in a store and you missed it, but you want to order it online, you can do that while you're driving now, which is pretty cool, and you can access the web. And with all of these new devices and everybody using web-capable devices comes multiple different platforms that people can build their mobile website on. And it has become a common misconception that those utilizing mobile websites are creating them and using them as applications, which that is not always the case and it is not always true. Yes, there are many websites, mobile websites, and companies and users who create applications and use that strictly as their mobile their mobile websites, but it's not always the case. There are also dedicated mobile platforms that are strictly for only mobile web browsing access. These platforms may be exceptional, but they're also not the best for your user. These dedicated mobile websites have usually great designs, but they limit what you can give to a user. They're only so big, and you can't always have the content. So, like I was saying before, how you benefit from responsive web design is that you have all the content you want, unlike a dedicated website, where you're picking the certain items that you think are the best, but there's always users out there who are looking for specific items that you might have missed because you looked for the bigger picture when you always need to keep that content on there that you have from your original site. Other users, when creating their mobile websites, they decide to, instead of creating a site, they just want to keep their normal site that they have, one that you can access, which is great too because you get a lot of the same content. But on the other hand, you're sitting there with a lot of users. They get frustrated when they have to pinch to zoom and there's extensive scrolling because they're trying to find content because there's so much there and it's just not fun for them to look something up. So that really frustrates a user and it's not one of their top priorities. So responsive web design is actually the best way to go because it takes pretty much the best of both worlds of those factors. You get both the content from just having your regular website on there, you get all your same content, but you still get the best viewable picture and design you would get from a mobile website because it adjusts to the screen that it is being displayed on. So you're getting both sides in both worlds, and that's why it is probably the best when comparing it to others. It's kind of the one that sits right in the middle. You get two spectrums, one end of the other, and you've got responsive web design that sits right in the middle and grabs from both, and that's why it's the best. Responsive web design is taking off fairly quickly too today, and it's being used by individuals, companies, a lot of people all around the world. Like Sony's using it, the Boston Globe's using it, ArtVision Interactive Agency is using it, and even President Barack Obama's campaign site is now using it, which is pretty cool that the president is taking that leap into the new technology on his campaign site by using responsive web design. Well, that's it for episode number 32 of Rediscovering Your Brand. I'm your host, Mike McCormick, and this has been brought to you by ArtVision Interactive Agency. You may contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/ArtVision and on Twitter at twitter.com/ArtVision. Or you can email us at artversion.com. Thanks again for listening.
You have been listening to the Rediscover Your Brand podcast, made possible thanks to support from ArtVersion Interactive Agency.